Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of March 2016, and this is the 335th Mole Out Loud podcast. It is another exquisite day here in Tasmania, and I've really noticed the last couple of days how the birds are singing again. They seem to stop in the summer, or a lot of them do. And it's really lovely to hear them again. I hadn't noticed the lack of them, but I do really notice them having come back. Today I went for a little walk to a cafe that's a bit further away than my local. It's a nice little zigzag walk of about 20 minutes, I suppose. And I was meeting someone there for lunch. And I realised on my way that there were some things I really missed about that time that I used to go there often. It's the walk itself. I found that I was bumping into people all the way down there. I think it's also the time of day, that it's kind of midday or early afternoon, that I used to go there, and people are more likely to be up and about than they are at 7:30, which is when I usually have a bit of cafe time. And on this zigzag walk, I met a new neighbour who was doing something that looked rather dangerous, taping cut wires to a telegraph pole. And then I saw a couple of friends of mine who were painting their house and hammering away at things industriously. And then I met the father of a woman who used to come and help me in the garden, an old Welsh ship's engineer, and we had a bit of a chat. And then I met my friend Kath, who had just had a massage and was having a very gentle walk home. And I met another friend with children, one of the friend whose children I often organise Easter egg hunts with, and another woman who used to have a great market stall of second-hand clothes, where there were often really lovely finds. And it was this kind of pottering down there, and always, every time I used to go there, there was something happening en route. The reason I used to go there, it was back in June 2013 that I started, was because I had had a couple of really quite grisly years, and I was very, very tired and a bit fragmented. I needed really to gather myself together, I suppose. And I started a course with Michael Nobbs of Sustainably Created called Get One Thing Done. It was an online course, and it was just a two-week course, and it was quite like the 20-minute challenge that he's been running live recently. And I think that one was, I can't remember whether that one was live or not, probably not. But I remember the first bit was finding a project, finding a small project that could be done over 2 weeks. And at that time, I had quite recently completed a PhD and was beginning to write this huge novel. And small two-week projects were completely off my radar. But I didn't have the energy really to embark on the big things that I had planned for myself. So I did start on this little project, and I really didn't know quite where I was going to begin with it. And it did take a few days to come across something, and it was to do with walking down to this cafe. I decided I needed a little walk at lunchtime. and that I needed to work somewhere away from home. And this place had just opened and was a really quiet place to work and very friendly. So it became my walk every day at the same time. And I took a really tiny little notepad with me, and it evolved into 6-panel drawings about my daily life. And I did those for the 2 weeks, and I kept going for about 2 years of doing these drawings in this format. And I really loved doing them, and I actually miss not doing them now, but there was a point at which I found that I was no longer able to tap whatever it had been that had allowed me to do those drawings. So today was a really fantastic reminder of that time, and I am including the seventh day drawing of that original course. That course is still available to members of Michael's site, and I'm thinking that now the 20-minute challenge has finished, that I might start that course again just to keep me going with my 20 minutes a day again. And at some stage in the future, I would really like to start a drawing one. But I can see that I could start this as many times as I want, and complete it as many times as I want, which is probably even more to the point. So I feel really blessed with my day today, and I'm going to go for a walk with a friend later on as well. So a fantastic Tuesday. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, and that you are having a lovely time with it, and if you're doing something else, that you are sparked with inspiration by what's around you. And even if it's just thinking about them or looking at them or just being in those things, whether it's a coloured leaf or a conversation with an unknown person, I do hope that you can find something that really feeds and nourishes you. And if you're looking for some way of harnessing if you want to find ways of making the most of these small moments, I really recommend that little course of Michael's. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. As always, I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.